I want my 5280 gig now!
From the 5280 studios. What are you giggling about over there?
Nothing.
Weekend Geek Update, sponsored by Alamo Draft House, Littleton Cinema. Every Monday night, first Monday of the month, we are there. We will be there next week.
You
we
look
took
confused.
Some time off. No, it's weird in the new surroundings. Yeah. Smurf here and our much smaller table of companions.
It's just a smaller table.
Yeah, double Aaron.
Like literally smaller.
Much smaller. We need a bigger... I think we need like one of those large Viking hall tables.
You want to invest in that?
Yeah.
Right. I was thinking one of those ones that just extend outwards.
That's like we add a leaf to it.
No, there's this one table that I want that it's like a long table, uh-huh, that like a dining room table, and the leaf is actually inside of it, so you just pull it and it comes out.
Oh.
It's like, it's like a transformer.
I was thinking the one
I've
seen those, yeah.
I want a transformer table.
Transformer table.
Yeah, because I saw one with a star in the middle.
The dedicated wham.
And then it's like a circular one, and there's a star in the middle, and then you just pull it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
How much dedicated wham?
So. I like it. Double A Ron, Private Cheeseburger, Sir Touch Your Butt.
Hello.
Tao.
Let me touch your butt.
Special guest.
With consent.
I'm using my butt.
Only with consent.
I'm sitting on it right now.
Only with consent.
Yeah.
Only
and
with
Figgis
consent.
Figgis the cat.
Yeah.
And Figgis. Figgis, who's hanging out. We'll see if he gets chatty.
Yeah, he's staring at his food like he expects it to move, which worries me. Like, what does he know that I don't?
Does he chirp?
Oh,
he's noisy.
No, he'll tell you about back in his day.
Oh my god!
he is the back of my day cat. We're back. We took a week off. Everyone was sick. I lost the corneas off of my eyeballs.
It was the one week I wasn't sick.
The one week you weren't sick.
Meh.
Yeah,
I was dying. Yes.
Okay, so I don't feel as bad taking like a sick day. Though.
No,
yeah, a couple times. Right.
I couldn't see.
It's not just me.
No, literally.
He literally messaged me. I'm like, I can't even talk normally. Like my voice is gone.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah,
no.
I'm a squeaker. Like
kinky.
Oh. No, prepubescent child squeaking.
So not kinky.
No.
The opposite.
That's the furthest from
jail.
Kink.
That's jail.
That's jail.
I think it's worse than that. You go to hell, Satan.
We call that a felony.
Oh. Well, only in
that's called
states
a
other than Arkansas.
Church.
I like how you said it depends on which state you're in.
It's true.
Thin.
It's a thin.
Oh my god, it's a thin.
It's a thin.
The eyes of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
I'm uncomfortable.
Okay. This week, we will be at Denver Comic Con. Pop Culture Con.
Pop Culture.
Denver Pop Culture Can.
Yeah, I still can't wrap my brain around
saying that. Yeah, neither could the guy saying it from Breckenridge Brewery.
Oh, my God.
Culture Pop.
So, no, we were at the beer release party on Saturday to get the Bacchanator or...
Box Machina.
Yeah.
It's a Critical Role thing. I've never watched it.
I haven't either. It's kind of an interesting design with the dragon claw holding a 20-sided dice.
Yeah, no, I dig that.
It's kind of...
The design is cool, but...
It's kind of cool.
The name should have been something Stanley related.
Yeah.
Box Machina.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't mind that one.
And that bothered me so much. That's the only thing that has bothered me so far, besides the stupid name change, was that it was just like... All the people voting were like, no, not the Stan Lee one. And I'm like, oh, fuck you guys.
Wait, yeah. What?
It was
like a nice little tribute.
Well, yeah.
And Denver Pop Culture Con was like, well, people vote on it. I'm like, yeah, but you guys didn't pick any of the ones out that actually said Stan Lee's name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they're the ones who picked them. Not a single one said Stan's
name.
What
a dingle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it only made sense in our mind. How was the beer? I didn't try the beer.
It was beer-flavored beer. I mean, it wasn't
flavored
bad.
Beer.
Well, that's the thing. It
better than
exactly
bacon.
Like this Heineken that I'm drinking right now.
I thought you were asking
not
him,
a sponsor, but man.
I literally thought that you were asking him how his beer tasted like right now at this very moment.
Oh,
I'm like,
no.
It's Heineken.
The same.
One,
a little less
the
watery.
Honey.
That Breckenridge Brewery makes a decent beer. I mean, it's really generic beer. It's good. I'm chugging beer.
Fun fact, Vietnamese people really like Heineken.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Heineken's very popular in Asia.
They either drink Heineken or Corona.
Yeah.
I can see that.
But I hate Corona. I love Corona. I mean, I'd rather drink the Heineken than the Corona.
I'd rather drink Stella.
See, I've got a really easy palate. I will drink any beer that somebody throws at me, except for an IPA.
I don't. Well, I won't touch
aside
IPA.
From when someone actually splashes it on you, right?
Or no.
Do you you just open your mouth and like,
free beer.
he's all like sucking on his t-shirt, just.
Don't judge me. I've done that, okay? I was at a music festival. The beer was $20.
Who wouldn't do that? Yeah. Okay, first of all.
Actually, I think you did that the other night at the beer release.
He sucked beer.
Wait, I did that in the car the other day. We spilled like we were,
yeah, and you just
man, because otherwise it gets sticky in the car.
It was a $20 beer, and I was like, I'm not wasting that.
No, don't do that.
I only got the one.
There's like one drop on the table. You're like, oh, not gonna waste that. No. And just start licking the table.
No. Yeah, Denver Comic Con. Fucking pop culture. Who cares?
Denver. I still call it Denver Comic Con.
Well, yeah, even the announcer at the beer release kept calling it Denver Comic Con. And he's the DJ, so he's like one of the main contacts that he's dealing with everybody. And they're
Denver
all
Comic,
sitting
pop culture
right
gun
there.
Wait, so why did they change their name again?
Because they're scared of getting sued.
Yeah, because San Diego Comic Con won that lawsuit against Utah for the infringement of Comic Con. It is their name.
Yeah, it was only because Salt Lake City was trying to bust in on their territory and say, "Oh, we're the best Comic Con," and they did all this other crap. And their fault.
Are they going to come after New York Comic Con?
No.
They cannot, because New York Comic Con actually precedes them date-wise for it, because actually San Diego originated in New York.
Mm-hmm. They probably
and
wouldn't.
And then they moved.
It's very unlikely they would have come after anybody, except they came.
Utah made a point.
Utah made a point, and so that's why they went after them. And I understand. I'm not saying I agree, but I understand. But there's no reason they were going to come after them and all that. And
no.
It's the same reason they overdid their security is because there is something happened at somebody else's con. And so and DCC thinks they're big enough that, well, that will happen here, too. So we have to do this.
It was Arizona, I think.
Yeah.
I want to say it was Arizona because the guy actually brought like a firearm into the floor. And
I mean, there's been other cons. I mean, I've seen people bring like physical weapons, like swords and stuff. Somebody brought a bullet, like a real bullet.
Yeah, I've seen
no
that.
Gun, but a bullet.
No, they decorated their costume with bullets.
Yeah.
And they had them stitched in. And then someone panicked and was like, "It's a live bullet." I was like, I don't think you understand how chemistry works, but
it's not like you can just flick it and it'll go off.
I mean,
unless we're all on a fire.
I've got a real razor blade on my keychain too. It doesn't
that even were to be a thing, he'd just blow off his own arm.
that's the thing. It's like that's not usable. Like,
yeah, they're not really. Like, I need you to stop panicking. It's very narcissistic, really.
Then you know exactly who it is. It's the 45-year-old white woman named Karen with that exact haircut you're thinking of. Who comes to the con with her kids.
Dang it, Karen!
Yeah.
Dang it!
Who panics about every goddamn little thing. It's those
you
same
types of
people.
You can't ask why that comic
it's
book
very,
character is white.
It's very narcissistic to think that you are that important, that people are coming after you, and that is going to happen to you.
That's very true.
And it's
because nobody is. They're stupid rules. I hate
they are.
DPCC rules.
It just gets stricter and stricter. And you're like, what the hell? So should I just not wear a costume then?
I don't know where the line is on that.
I think that's their goal. I think they don't want cosplay there. I've thought that for years.
That's
that DCC is very unfriendly towards
but
cosplay.
But I think they've realized their margin for error on that because they had the cosplay contest at the brewery.
Yeah. But did you see how many cosplayers were there?
Yeah.
It was myself,
5.
Devin, the guy in the Thanos costume, and the girl who won. Oh, and the other girl. Okay, so there was that was it.
Of course the girl won.
And there were the cosplay contest judges.
Well, she
but they were, you know.
Well, you have Jesse and Laura who were the cosplay and face it, if there's a cosplay contest that's going on, they're in it, they're going to win.
Yeah,
I mean it kind of comes down.
Jesse's a huge freaking professional
specimen.
Like,
oh yeah, absolutely.
They get paid to do that.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
That's why they're always judges. They support themselves.
They have a Patreon.
They have a Patreon.
They do.
Speaking of witness,
and So you got them judging it.
I played Minecraft with their kid one time.
But the costume that won actually was, I always forget her name, but it's from Westworld.
Yeah, she won best in the show.
Yeah, the blue dress. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I have yet to see that show.
It's a good show.
It is a good show. And actually, yeah. Season 3 had the trailer drop, which was actually kind of cool.
So many shows on Hulu that need to catch up. Well, I mean, I already caught up to My Hero Academia. I watched all of Letterkenny. No.
Hell yeah. High five on that.
It's so good. It's
10-ply, bud.
No, the one where it's just like, your mom shot cub across the room, killed my Siamese fighting fish, threw off the pH levels of my aquarium, you piece of shit. That one was the one that got me the most.
No, that's good. I like that.
God, I fucking love Shorzy.
I'm looking through these fun policies that Pop Culture Con has.
Fun.
Oh, dear.
Fun. Well, and I honestly think they're trying to get more cosplay back because they have alienated the community, and I think they're trying to.
No, don't fall for it, guys.
No.
They made their bed and stick a banana in it.
Well, that's why Devin's not going to go, because she's like, they're not here for cosplayers. Oh. They don't care.
Yeah, they don't care.
Yeah, they don't want you there.
They don't want you there.
Well, and I...
And a lot of the rules they were making when they started doing this were very gender specific.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were only things that applied to girls.
Yeah.
And it was like, fuck you. I'm sorry. Like, was that too soon?
Like, I can understand. Never. Like, maybe like toning down like nudity and stuff like that. Because I remember the first.
Yeah, but there was. But DCC they was like. There they were some. But they were only doing it towards girls. Yeah, so no, guys are walking around in stuff where
shirtless,
you can.
Shirtless. Yeah, shirtless. Tape on their nips.
You can see whether or not they're circumcised.
Oh,
and
okay.
And it's like, yeah, no, it's like that's too much information. Mm-hmm. And but that's fine.
At least take me on a date first. You know, Jesus Christ.
A lot of these rules that I'm reading for especially the costumes, it's like chest must be covered regardless of gender identification. Like, okay, so you're going to make that for everybody, right? No Kratos cosplay, no nothing. None of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to have a sturdy construction on your top, that way you don't have any oops moments. Like, yeah,
but like, when has that happened? When has that happened?
When has it happened that somebody hasn't immediately tried to cover up?
There's never been a Janet Jackson moment.
Whoopsies, my titty is out.
My initial reaction when something falls out, just walk around, and let it flop
just like,
about.
Well, I guess
I make sure all the small children are around, and I point at them and say, "Hey, look at what happened." No one does that.
Yeah, it's not like a "Hey, I guess my party tits out, guys. Guess gonna leave it."
Well, and then there's the stipulations of, well, if you have the body for it, it's like, we don't need that body shaming bullshit.
That's not the thing. That's not the point. It's just like, it's either for everybody or it's for nobody.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, kind of want to cosplay this character. She shows a bit of midriff. They're just like, ooh, but you might get kicked out of the con. Like, as a joke.
No, midriff is fine. Midriff is fine.
I know, but we were joking. Your chesticles. We were joking about it because of the fact that there were so many strict rules about, like,
oh, dude,
how cover up you have to be.
Well, she's not wrong. This is just body policing.
Yeah, it's
yeah. Military dress that appears realistic must be distinguished in some way as costume.
So I can't be a Hydra? That's getting a part of Hydra?
No,
or like, Cobra, or G.I. Joe.
Then what the fuck is the point then?
Or Umbrella. That's what Umbrella ran into.
Yeah, Umbrella's done. They're never coming back.
Yeah, because like, what's the point? That's the whole point of Umbrella, is that they...
The realistic military.
Yeah.
Military.
Military.
Would you like some whiskey?
Yeah, I need it.
We'll see how it goes. DCC will launch Friday afternoon.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Aaron, Red, myself, and Zach, who will be doing the photos.
Don't tell people I'll be there. God damn it, my rep is ruined.
Yeah, you're going, even though we're complaining about it.
Yeah.
I'm going for
I have the right to complain, damn it.
I'm going for a very specific reason.
Well, and it's a reason that we actually spoke about on this podcast.
I'm going to get drunk.
Yes, that's why we're
with
going.
With a media badge.
Same thing we do every night, Pinky. Get drunk.
And take over the world, damn it.
And take over this convention.
Oh, my God. Aww. The author who is...
He's from Hobbytown. He's the booth that I volunteer at.
Brianna Yonoviff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, now I'm the big sad. That's the only reason why I go to even Comic-Con anymore.
Yeah.
Just like sell hentai statues.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That tentacle. The hentai tentacle.
No. I thought I showed you the pictures.
You did.
Yeah, okay. So it's fine. But yes.
Everything's fine.
He can't make it this year, so I'm a bit bummed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because that was the whole point of why I went to DCC in the first place. Next to the artist alley, because seeing all those beautiful artists.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
So we'll let you know how it goes. We'll be posting pictures on our Instagram and our Facebook and all of the fancy wancy stuff.
Hell yeah.
No party tit, though. Sorry. That'll have to be after dark.
I mean, the after party's at the Hard Rock Cafe.
Yep. Or Lime.
Or my house.
All right. We can do that.
I'll be laying in bed.
Also, as a follow-up, and the whole point that I was just talking about, the author of the Stranger Things novel was just announced last night, so that is why...
Oh, you weren't kidding about giving...
That is why Red decided to join in.
Well, thank you.
I'm hoping there will be pre-sales, and if there are, I would like to pick one up there instead of waiting.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah, and to get it signed.
I've
at
seen
least.
That where authors do that, where they'll have like their newest book there at their table. That's all.
And
nice.
You don't know how this happened.
Did you just drool all over yourself?
Here, do you need this?
Will you sober up with that whiskey?
We all need that. No, I don't have rum.
As a or Coke.
I have Coke.
Oh, okay. What kind?
Mexican.
Hell yeah.
Oh,
that's the best kind.
Colombian.
No.
No.
Damn it.
Now I kind of want some.
That's a different kind of Coke.
I'm sorry, I don't have rum.
No, just the Coke. Just kidding. That was a bad joke. I'm so sorry.
I feel like a bartender.
As a follow-up to one of our stories that we kept you apprised of, the Sonic movie has been pushed out to November 8th, 2020, because the fans just hate it.
Well,
that
because
much.
The children cried during the previews, didn't they?
Yes.
God, remember I showed you the Cars meme with Sonic. His eyes are creepy.
It's February 14th now.
Oh, February 14th.
Yeah. Next year.
Yeah. Oh. February 14th, 2020.
Because they got to fix all that.
Yeah. It was supposed to be November 2019.
They think it's an easy fix. Rendering all that takes a long freaking time,
that's,
man.
I'm actually really happy about the pushback. One, because he looked like garbage.
Yes.
He looked so... Like, we're in 2019. 2019, we had a realistic-looking Thanos, who is a big purple man with a nutsack for a chin, and he looks real. He looks like he could be real. Like, it's CGI. It's very obviously CGI. But as real as we're going to get right now.
That's pretty damn real.
And they can't make a blue hedgehog from 1985.
Dude, they can't. Okay. And even in Detective Pikachu, where they did all of these different Pokemon in CGI and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Several. They still look so
set.
Good.
You think you can get away with that?
Yeah. That's why I think they were like, ugh.
He looked better in the 2D animation from the on the Genesis.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
8-bit looks better than what the hell they
threw
up there.
I like 16-32. Is that their 32-bit?
16-bit for the Sega. Whenever he first came out, he was 16-bit. Yeah. Then he got upgraded to the 32-bit.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Yeah. It wasn't 8-bit. It was definitely either 16
It was 16 when he started and 32 when he had sequels.
When he finally retired.
And then eventually 64-bit.
Oh.
Remember when people cared about bits?
Yeah.
I miss that. Those were way simpler.
Double
times.
The bits, man. Double the bits.
Double
The Atari Jaguar, whatever it was coming out. Like, it's got double what Nintendo has.
You know what?
Everybody's like, who fucking cares?
Screw you. I loved that Alien game.
Oh, my God. That's the only game that ever came out for the Atari Jaguar.
Yeah. There were three games. That's the only one I bought, though.
God, remember when Atari... I'm just feeling nostalgic.
Yeah.
We started talking about Sonic. I really do appreciate, though...
Sonic?
The trailer does make a joke about the Genesis, and I'm like... Okay. All right. You made the joke. I appreciate that.
I still think...
But...
What?
He looks like
garbage. Jim Carrey looks awful.
He doesn't look good either.
None of anything that I have seen in this film looked good.
The Sonic one?
Visually... Will you stop fucking the mic over there?
You barely even had a full beer yet.
Dad, I hate to tell you, this is just how I am.
Oh.
No, he was drinking before he got here.
Oh.
Shut up.
That explains the red face.
Shush your face.
Oh, that,
my face is always red.
I thought you had Asian glow.
I'm just fat. As one woman put it, I'm jolly all the time. Yeah, this lady told me I look jolly, and I'm like, that's just calling me fat, but with extra steps.
Like, wow.
I was trying to... Anyway, Sonic.
I really... You know what? I would be happy if they shelved this project for a couple years.
Honestly, I was going to say at least one more year.
At least.
Because it needs work. It needs a little bit of work. It needs some help.
The story's anemic. The characters look awful. Sonic looks...
I'll give the story
demonic.
Almost a pass because, one, it's a video game movie about a hedgehog.
How do you make a story about going fast?
Exactly. So I'll give
him... You don't.
I'm going to save your planet. What?
Actually, I wish it would have been Fast and the Furious style where he's racing cars.
Oh, my God.
That would have been funny as hell.
Okay, that
other hedgehogs.
Better.
Yeah.
Honestly.
But again, that's not what they're going to do.
No, if they were just cars.
Yeah, he's just racing against cars.
Like, if it was the same plot as Fast and the Furious, where he's like an
hedgehogs.
Hedgehog.
But hedgehogs, all right.
No, he's the only hedgehog.
I hate cartoons in the real world thing. It never works out that well.
Well, actually,
Detective Pikachu is so far, that's the only one.
Over the weekend, I was watching Doom.
It was a one-shot game, though.
That doesn't count. Who Framed Roger Rabbit is a classic.
Exactly, it counts.
That was dark.
It wasn't CGI.
Okay,
either.
That actually makes it better, in my opinion, mm-hmm. But okay.
But even then, even with Detective Pikachu, was a one-shot as opposed to like what they were trying to do with other movies.
Yeah,
I don't think that's going to end up that being that way. I honestly...
No, I meant in terms of the game.
Yeah, they already,
it's just there's only one Detective Pikachu game.
Yeah, they already said they're making more Pokemon Universe movies.
Oh, God.
Well, they have the animation, so...
Might as well.
Yeah.
I mean, Bulbasaur looked great.
Bulbasaur's my favorite.
I'm sorry, the Snorlax was adorable.
He was fuzzy.
He's fuzzy.
So
he's just
you?
Hanging out in the street. Just
thank you.
I want to say Gengar is my favorite, but he creeps me out.
Gengar? Okay, so when we saw it...
I do like Arcanine, though.
We saw Gengar, and I was like, oh, it's Slimer, but purple.
And that is exactly
oh,
what you
no,
said.
Oh, no, I didn't even think about that. You're right.
And his face is...
Because he even has a blah, blah, blah
yeah.
thing.
Yeah,
like,
and
yeah.
the teeth.
Oh, my God.
The teeth
yeah.
are
it's
there.
Totally Slimer.
It's,
yeah.
it's purple Slimer. That's,
weird.
That's what they did. I almost think they did that on purpose.
Probably.
Oh, I almost think that's their little hidden homage just for anybody who...
Who was
attention.
Like, oh, that's weird. Why does he... Oh, I get it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of happy that Gengar was in there, to be fair.
They actually had a lot more characters in there than I thought they were going
I'm
to.
Sure, yeah. I'm sure there's...
I mean, there's an
many
again,
I didn't even see.
Yeah. Bar is set for animation.
Yes.
And yeah,
you,
that definitely...
You release... Creepy teeth McGee over here.
Well, yeah, you can't.
He's got human teeth.
It's weird.
It's like those doggy tencher commercials.
Oh my God.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong is the thing that upsets me.
So bad. It's the chili dog. The one that they're cooking in the kitchen and he's talking to the dog. And
oh my God.
It's funny he mentions chili dogs because.
Sonic's favorite food.
Sonic loves chili dogs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's his favorite food. He loves chili dogs.
High five. We knew that information.
Yeah.
I wasn't allowed. I wasn't allowed to have Sonic in the house.
Oh, no.
I got
bored. Were you a Nintendo family?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
But I got bored with Sonic.
But Sega does what Nintendo don't.
But remember when they had
the double
cartridges, though?
Yeah.
I'm not.
That was pretty freaking cool. Yeah,
I'm not closed-minded, but it was against our religion.
I mean, I had a Sega Genesis. I mean, I had all of the consoles.
I asked my dad for a MacBook when I graduated high school. I thought he was going to disown me. I mean, it's just...
The only Sega console I've ever owned was a Dreamcast, and I bought that in high school.
Oh.
I was like, no, I'm not going to buy this when I was a kid. All the money went to the Nintendo 64 as a kid.
Mm. Yeah. I played on my
I mowed
cousin's
lawns
consoles
for a year.
The Nintendo, oh, the poor Nintendo 64.
Actually,
what a letdown that was.
I love the Nintendo 64.
I know, but there's nothing wrong with it. It just didn't live up to all the hype. And then
you just
got to
grab
the
dick of the controller.
They didn't have they didn't have the games.
I feel like it did.
Pokemon Stadium was. Fucking
Pokemon
phenomenal.
Stadium's great. Mario 64 is great. Banjo Kazooie.
Okay, Mario 64 on Mario 64 is the superior Mario.
Yeah.
Kirby 64.
Oh, I forgot about Kirby 64.
But it was like competing with the PlayStation, and it just did not go well.
The problem was is they wanted to stick with cartridges and not discs. And
I actually have a funny story about an N64.
Did you blow that cartridge real hard?
No. So my. My cousin, so I didn't get my first system until I was 9, and so I played on my cousin's consoles, and she had an N64. She wouldn't let me play it unless I ate her burnt-ass pancakes, and you cannot save those. So
I
was
pancakes.
Gagging
burnt
a lot.
You are not.
You and I got my first system,
and so I
was 5 years ago.
I risked my own stomach in order to play more. Kirby 64.
Hell yeah. Worth it.
Rick, yeah,
Rick
I mean, I gagged a lot.
Chris,
I told her about
birthday
that story.
Here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
And we've never used it.
The Wii U?
Yeah.
Yeah.
moving on. It is a big happy birthday to Legends.
Legends. Legends. The grandfathers of horror.
Yes. Peter Cushing, Mr. Vincent Price, legend. And, of course, Christopher Lee. All of these guys, Christopher Lee was born in 1922. Vincent Price was born in 1911.
Yeah.
And Peter Cushing was 1913. I'm just thinking
that's
like,
why they're all dead.
You know,
all of the shit those guys saw. I mean, we just lost Christopher Lee, though.
Yeah, he was the most recent one.
Yeah. I actually saw a car.
He's the only one who like made it past 70.
I actually saw a car today on Sheridan that was literally a car that was homage to like horror films.
Oh, that's rad.
I was actually really neat.
On Sheridan?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It kind of looked like a hearse.
Probably was.
Yeah. Probably was. It's probably from Hearst Club.
I'm not going to lie. It did look like a hearse, but it had like all these different like images and stuff like that from popular like movies.
That's rad.
Well, just to like see these guys lined up, it's just like, oh, I miss classic horror. Oh, yeah. And just,
I do like Star Wars, yeah.
Yeah, episode one.
Vincent Price had nothing to do with Star Wars.
Did I say Vincent Price?
Vincent Price's voice is back in the in Phantom Manor over in France.
Really? They put him back in?
Yeah. So the original Vincent Price voiceover that they had is back.
Oh, that is pretty cool. Because there was just something about his voice, and he was just so...
Oh, he's fantastic.
Yeah, one of my heartfelt favorites, big time.
I do enjoy some good slashers.
Go on.
Some of them are so bad, though.
Isn't Vincent... Isn't he in the... isn't that man... he's in House of Wax.
He is in the original House of Wax.
Oh, I was gonna say no. I don't think
he's the ugly guy.
I don't think he lived that long.
That
would have been funny if I
have you had a cameo.
I totally forgot that she was in that.
He's still there. He's like,
it's Madame Tussauds in the background, and you just kind
of
see.
You know
him.
What? It would have made sense if they would have had a wax figure of him, but.
Mm-hmm. Fine. That's too clever. No. I mean, what?
That was too clever for that movie. Yeah. That movie's so
well. I mean, what? Vincent Price was Edward Scissorhands his last film?
Yes, Edward Scissorhands is his
Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, he's the creator of Edward Scissorhands.
Is he really?
Yes, yeah. He is.
I did not know that.
And he died during the filming.
I did not know that.
Like they wow. Like his bits were already filmed, but he did die before it released. Yeah,
I don't think they even had made it to post yet.
Mm-hmm. I did not.
I think they were still filming when he died,
which is disappointing. So he never got to see it.
No, that's sad.
That is really sad.
But I mean, Christopher Lee was. I mean, that man was active up until the very.
Until the day he died.
Yeah.
Tim Burton got his hooks in him, and.
But can you blame?
Well, he got all of them.
It's Christopher Lee.
No, he didn't. He never got Peter Cushing.
He never did get Peter. Yeah,
he
Peter
died.
Cushing.
He died during his Star Wars reign. I tell you,
I just imagine he's like, "Jokes on you, bye."
And it was creepy when they
flipping him off.
Yeah.
While he's ascending.
Whole Constantine.
Yeah.
Just to see like the digital reconstruction of Peter Cushing in the Star Wars Rogue One.
Oh yeah.
Where,
you know, it's not bad.
It isn't bad. And it really looks like
they've gotten better at it.
He's got the best fingers for horror movies.
Yes.
His fingers are so long and
yeah, he's got real spindly fingers.
I was
yes.
That's why she's miring him.
No, that came
out. No.
Oh, no, not for me.
Oh, for no.
Oh, no.
Also in the world of horror, if you didn't notice, Robert Pattinson.
Has
been...
That is scary.
Well, okay, so here's
the... Have we not talked about him being Batman?
No, we haven't, because we were off last week.
No, like I said, that's
scary. Is it October already?
Well,
spooky news! You know...
Did he sign the paperwork? Because last I had seen, when this story had popped up, that they were still in talks about Robert taking on the role as Batman.
I don't know if he's officially signed on, but I think the studio, I think Warner Brothers was like, well,
do they owe him something on the contract or so?
They want to kiss ass or suck his dick. I don't know.
Well, they probably see him as being a younger actor. They probably were just like, who can we think of that's brooding? Robert Pattinson.
Oh, so they're trying to kiss ass or suck dick. Got it.
Probably. Yeah.
You know, he's not a bad actor. Twilight's not good, but he's not.
No, he's not a bad actor.
Yeah, but you know, it's
what
really
has he acted in?
Okay, you know what? He is the new Sean Connery.
I keep thinking
that
he's just in everything.
No, no, where he just can't pick a movie.
Okay, that makes more sense because I'm just
thinking,
like,
every time I think of Robert Pattinson, I think of that comedian John Whitehall. And how much he hates Robert Pattinson because they went to the same school together.
Oh no!
He has like bits of like his comedy where he's just tearing.
Oh, fuck
like,
that guy!
Yeah, basically he's just like he fucking ruined my life.
He did, and I love the memes that came out of like Lego Batman in a sparkly suit,
he's, like,
and
glittery.
the Batman from like the 70s and 60s era where he's like multicolored, and
I've seen him in a couple other ones. He was in one where it was like a spoiler alert. The twist was he worked in the World Trade Center.
Yeah,
it was a weird movie with a weird twist.
It was
at the
like
end,
supposed
but,
to be like a romance film, and then
yeah, and then all of
a
sudden he's sitting there in the office, and all of a sudden an airplane is like in the background of his window, and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
what
like,
am
I
watching?
I thought this. Was
I took my mom to see that movie, and I was like, what just happened?
I just seen you on the internet or at the front desk complaining. I took my mom to that. What the hell?
I was like, excuse me.
It was just like, what the fuck? Like, he's great in that movie. I like him as an actor.
Did
he's not bad. I just don't think he's Batman. But I do like all the memes that are like, oh, we want Ben Affleck back, even though everybody's like,
you know what?
No, we don't like Ben Affleck, but we want him back.
But really, when you think about
anything is fine. Yeah. Because anything is fine at this point. Fucking...
Dig me Fletcher up.
Affleck was not that bad.
He's not.
I just imagine
he's
like,
not that bad.
He's better. He's better than Puff Daddy. What the hell is his name?
Puff Daddy? I'm gonna need you to
Val Kilmer.
Hang on. He's got the lips.
Okay. No bullshit.
Batman.
No.
The sensual lips.
Okay. I don't understand how you got from Puff Daddy to Val Kilmer.
Have you seen him lately?
It's like when Will Shatner got old; he just got fat.
I don't think you understand what Puff Daddy is.
Let the white boy leave it. We'll just let it go.
He's not even white. You're just so Aryan.
I'm clear.
So Aryan.
He's just so Aryan.
All I know is that when you break down like all of the Batmans, even Clooney is down on the bottom. I mean, Clooney was horrible.
Yeah, George Clooney. Okay,
George Clooney was in a comedy Batman.
Yeah, he was the correct Batman for the movies that he was doing
because
doing that campy.
He was in the transitional phase.
Yeah.
How many transitional phases do you need?
Well, okay, think about the Batman. Like, ask my dad. Ask my dad who he thinks of Batman. He thinks of Adam West as Batman.
Yeah, and
because they were campy, it's goofy.
George Clooney is definitely in that school of thought where that was what they were doing.
Clooney.
Yeah, they were trying to transition.
That was
and that's
not.
Why they made him funny.
That was not meant to be
he
funny.
Had a bad
yes, it was.
Card. It was. It's a
yes,
comedy.
Yes, it was.
That's a bad credit card.
He's got a bad credit card. Have you seen that?
He does.
I'll get Rick down here and he'll tell you the whole spiel about Batman and McDonald's and the whole scandal.
Because they wanted toys.
Because it was. Because there was a whole green chili scandal, man.
Take two of these and call me in the morning. Just
Batman,
I mean,
go through forever.
Okay, seriously.
I know there was a comedic element to it.
It's called a goth card because it was Gotham.
Yeah, no,
it's the Batman goth card.
Even still, looking at it, no.
Yeah.
It's a comedy. He's got a credit card.
It
says Batman on it.
Affleck is not that bad in comparison to the Batcast.
No, I'll give you that.
To the what?
The Batcast.
The Batcast?
Well, yeah, you have a bunch of people that have played Batman.
Compared to a lot of other people who have played Batman.
Okay, Val Kilmer is agreeably the worst of the Batmans.
Yes.
Okay.
Without hands down.
Hands down.
Clooney's second worst.
I don't know.
Including animated? Because there's been worse.
There have been worse
there's
in the animated
worse,
side. Because
there's some voice actors.
Okay, so who's second worst?
I guess... Affleck. Oh no! Who played? Oh shit!
I think Affleck is.
I'm gonna say Clooney. You're not wrong. If we're only going live action, Clooney.
All right.
Because I mean, who else is there left to compete with? Because we may not all agree as far as our number one, but Michael Keaton still in my mind is
he's up there.
He is the top of the batch.
I like Christian Bale as Batman. I didn't like a lot some of the choices they made with the movies.
Right.
But I think of all the Batmans, I like that version the best.
He did have some good snarky lines.
He did.
That it was just like, I'm not wearing hockey pads, and you're like, oh shit, he's right.
I like.
It's all wrong.
I mean, yeah. I did like the what, whole.
I like Kristen Bell.
Okay. No, I just forgot about that line.
that's in the third one.
Yes, it is. I don't have hockey pads. Yeah. The interactions between him and Michael Caine as freaking Alfred are the best, especially when they're shutting everything down. He's like, "What do you mean? I'm telling everybody it was your idea."
All right,
I feel horrible. Because Batman v Superman is not a great movie.
No.
And Justice League is also not a great movie. But I think if Ben Affleck would have had a solo gig, I think he would have been fine.
If we had gotten...
I think he would have done just fine.
If we had gotten, like, a Dark Knight.
Yeah.
If we had gotten, again, they rushed it.
They did. It was too soon after Christian Bale. Like, Christian Bale was still Batman.
Yeah.
And then Ben Affleck is also Batman, and it doesn't make any... And it's just really...
Yeah.
So if they had actually timed it and actually... Given.
We're simple fans, guys. We need the space.
I just need a little bit of time, man.
We need transition time.
Like a couple of years. Even, not just like, oh, Christian Bale's done. Okay, time for a new Batman.
Even Spider-Man gave us a transition.
True.
Yeah. We got Andrew Garfield out real quick.
Poor Andrew Garfield.
He disappeared.
Yes. He went like underground.
Have you seen him in anything since?
No.
I think he did. He's doing like.
Their fingers?
He's doing indie films now.
No.
I want to see him in a Spider-Verse movie with Tobey Maguire. And,
oh.
Yeah, and if they all show up, that'd be hilarious.
Oh my God, how amazing would that be? I want that.
I would actually enjoy that.
Actually, that'd be great.
I'm waiting to see in the Long Ride Home or Far From Home, the other
Long
dimension.
Yeah, because they're saying, it's a multiverse. Sorry, it's a spoiler.
No, it's not.
It's in the preview.
It's in the trailer. They're saying Jake Gyllenhaal's character, who is Mysterio, is from a different universe.
That's not fair because Jake Gyllenhaal and Tobey Maguire are like each other's doppelgangers.
And that's why it would be so funny if Tobey Maguire is his Spider-Man.
And in fact,
be amazing.
Back in the 90s when they were both like the young
competing
heartthrob guys. No one can see the bunny ear air quotes I'm making, but all right.
Heartthrob.
Heartthrob, the up-and-comers.
Oh, yeah,
and
I
often mix them up. I was all like, oh, yeah, it's ugly Tobey Maguire.
Well, they were going to replace Tobey Maguire with Jake Gyllenhaal in Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
Because nobody would have cared or noticed, and it would have been like, pizza time.
Why are his eyebrows more prominent in this movie? I don't know.
Like little caterpillars.
He hurt his back doing Spider-Man.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, God.
That's why there's a great reference to that in a few of the Spider-Man games. And because he falls and he hits his back. He's like, my back!
My back.
Oh, my God.
They're just making fun of Toby.
So I don't know if Pattinson is a great choice to replace.
No, Pattinson is a horrible choice.
I think
Kilmer now is a better choice.
Fat Val Kilmer. Oh, please give me swollen Val Kilmer.
Swole.
I need this in my life.
He's
thick.
He's thick. With three C's.
No, not even four C's.
Oh,
I'm going four C's.
Hands down.
Too thick.
Kilmer starting construction on a third
Lego Batman, yes, I still thick. Say, is the best Batman movie ever.
Yes,
it's
the first one.
It's going to be a weird movie. It's going to be weird.
I think
whatever Pattinson's in,
it is going to be weird.
Weird.
Yeah, I wish
I mean, we won't have to wait long. They're talking June 25th, 2021, for to come out.
They're not marinating this whatsoever.
No, they're doing.
The steak's getting thrown on the grill now.
It is pre-production is this summer.
They're just throwing whatever at the wall and seeing what pasta sticks.
I feel bad because DC's got some good stories. But God, they have garbage people in charge of them. They need a Kevin Feige. Kevin Feige is the only reason Marvel hasn't fallen apart.
Well, you know, HBO is looking for content.
Well, they have.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
Do you want to talk about Game of Thrones?
Shit.
Do we want to get into that wormhole where everybody's mildly disappointed?
No.
Everybody's been disappointed since it came back.
You know what? And I honestly, Sophie Turner had it right, where she's like, you know what, the fans, it's disrespectful for you to say you didn't like how it ended, and to petition for us to redo it.
What I agree with, somebody had posted.
I'm sorry,
like
no,
Stephen
it was,
King posted it. Was that like, oh, you guys just didn't want an ending whatsoever, and that's why people are bitching and moaning a lot more than a normal thing should be bitched and moaned about. Like the ending's fine. I've watched it. It ends how it probably would have ended no matter what.
Well, it would have ended. Everyone's dead, but at the same point, how does that end? No matter how it ends, that's why I quit watching.
That's why I quit reading the books. Is it's like there's nowhere. This is going nowhere.
Yeah.
I hate to say that, but yeah, it kind of ends on a.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know. Sorry, that noise.
Yeah. So
a whimper.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I haven't seen it, and I'm gonna fight. I'm in this fight because.
Oh, okay.
Fight me!
No, it's like it's disrespectful that you don't like how it ends. You know what's disrespectful? Not doing your damn job with all the heart and soul that you should be doing it. You left fucking Starbucks cups everywhere,
water bottles,
and everybody, water bottle.
Everybody, water
bottle was a good one.
That everybody's was phoning that was a good, it in.
Easter egg.
All your stupid actors don't even care. So how dare you say that it's disrespectful that we wanted something? We wanted you to care about your job.
Mm-hmm. So I'll jump on that bandwagon for a minute of being angry. The only reason it's not cared about, it's rushed, is because the two directors are like, well, we have to go work on Star Wars stuff.
But that's in jeopardy now because of the backlash
because everybody has. They rushed it to go work on Star Wars.
It's almost like, you know, if you actually are lucky enough to work in this industry and get high up and get big projects to work in this industry, maybe you should, I don't know, fucking care.
Yeah. And see, I feel bad for a lot of the... I was watching some behind-the-scenes stuff, and you can tell, like, there's a lot of extra... Because they have to have a lot of extras.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of extras and a lot of cast and crew who are like, I'm so excited, I'm part of the last season, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, ah, sweet baboo.
Yeah.
No. It's not... It's just... It's disappointing.
It is disappointing.
Well,
it is disappointing.
I'm not mad. Angry. I'm just...
Well, I was pissed. Disappointed. I'm still... Great. Hugely disappointed. They should have flip-flopped this. They really should have. They should have went against the Iron Throne first and finished off against the White Walkers.
Yeah, we should. Well, what I saw was somebody talking about how this whole season should have just been White Walkers.
Yeah.
That should have been this whole thing. We build up in the beginning. You fight the White Walkers in the very last episode. And then the final season, the real final season, is you going up against Cersei.
Yeah.
Because that could have been a whole thing on its own.
Oh, absolutely.
But they built it up so much. And it's just...
I read somewhere on the internet. And, you know, it's on the internet, so it's probably not true. But I read...
Go on.
Who knows if it's true? But I read somewhere on the internet that even George R. R. Martin is disappointed with the ending.
Yeah, he's going to change it.
Which made me scoff. Well, maybe you should have
written
that's
it.
That's what I was saying. I told Devin that last night when she finished watching it. I was like, he should have written it.
Yeah, maybe you should have. Met a goddamn deadline. See, that's the thing is even the creator couldn't be bothered to deal with this.
So, I feel so bad because they built it up so much.
So, you know, we as fans, and I'm not one anymore. I haven't been one since season one. But even so, if the fans are disappointed, you do not get to call them disrespectful for being disappointed in your half-assery.
It's also like an opinion. Like,
yeah, it is an opinion.
How is that disrespectful? Not everyone's going to like how your story goes.
Well, you didn't do your job well. We get to be disappointed. There's a hair in my soup. Yeah. It's not disrespectful to send it back. My soup.
My thing about that, I will say, it's not disrespectful to be upset. It's not. But to start a petition to say, well, do it again.
Do it again.
Because I didn't like it.
See, that I can see as disrespectful.
That's more disrespect. I agree with you that it's not disrespectful to dislike it. Because it's not. For bitching and moaning, I don't care. You can dislike
whatever
you want. Well,
start your petition. But, who cares? No one. They're not going to remake
that's,
it.
That's the problem is there was like a million people who signed this thing.
So?
And I'm like, that's not going to change anything.
That's not how...
To get it done?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they're not coming back.
Well, I don't like it, so you have to fix it for me. Like,
I don't think you understand what a petition is. Works. I mean, a petition is not written into law. No, exactly. Just because you
have to abide by it because of the matter.
Yeah, no,
you've got all these signatures. Like, you got to do what they tell you.
It's like there was a petition to get the U.S. government to build a Death Star.
Yeah.
And they comment and they're like, we would if we had the budget. But.
Okay, first of all, you can't say stuff like that now because Ted Cruz wants a space force.
That Trump wants the space force.
Ted Cruz is going for it, man.
Oh, is he?
Because finally, we're going
to space.
Because
and there's
going to
be guns in space.
Wait, is it going to be like Mass Effect or?
That doesn't work.
No.
I mean, we can coexist.
No, you know what? I'm on board with Space Force.
No.
I want to go to space with guns.
So is there
because that's where it needs to happen.
So is there like an N7 program?
Women are property.
Where do I sign?
Women are property of the state, but Space Force is happening.
Space Force is a thing.
The Space Force is the distraction. The other thing is bad.
The Death Star.
Is bad.
It's on the other side of the moon. Yeah. So the problem,
according to the U.S. government, no.
When you're looking at
the Nazi, hey, high five for
that
reference.
That's where all the Nazi gold is.
Thank you, God.
It's in Argentina.
If this podcast had rails, we'd be off it. But if I had
the table's too small for that.
Yeah,
oh, the tables have turned.
Nothing's gonna get flipped.
God damn you!
I took the lazy Susan off. I mean, when you look at how shows ended, this isn't the worst ending.
No,
it's
no.
not Dexter lost. Is. Yeah. Dexter's solely
Dexter's the worst. Dexter is terrible.
Dexter,
I'm sorry, spoiler alert, he kills his own sister, which was the whole point
Such
of the show.
Such a departure from the character.
How I Met Your Mother is the worst.
Yeah.
Which
it was all the build up to, this is your mom, but I married Robin.
Oh, that's how it ends.
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Jesus.
Oh, did you not know that?
No, I don't care.
Oh, spoiler alert. spoiler alert, he ends up with Robin anyway.
Yeah, he ends up with Robin.
She wouldn't let me watch the final episode because she's like, it'll ruin
no,
you.
Yeah, no.
No.
Just imagine he married Robin and you're fine.
Well, even Seinfeld ended horribly.
Seinfeld, yeah.
So, I mean, the only one that ended well in my mind is MASH.
MASH has a good ending.
The final ending for MASH is probably the pinnacle of any series ending.
They go home, right?
They go home.
Yeah.
But the message that's written by BJ Honeycutt on the hill as Hawkeye flies off. I mean it's just like because he couldn't get Honeycutt to talk to him.
Yeah,
and it's close.
An emotional ending.
So for June bracket.
Ooh, what show had the worst ending?
No, I think we're gonna do which show had the best ending.
Oh, okay.
I think we're gonna. Or do we want to stay negative? We went negative this month.
No, let's go positive.
Why not both?
Do the other one eventually.
Yeah. So like one week.
Which one had the worst?
Well, it is the Gemini month.
Yeah.
So.
It's Gemini. One side of the bracket is worst endings. The other side of the bracket is good endings.
Yeah.
Okay. We can
fight
do that.
Over.
Boom, boom. Yeah. Why
and
not
then
both?
The two, there will be two champions.
Yeah. Well.
The worst and the best will
face
will
off.
Fight.
Fight.
Yeah. Which one would you rather vote for? The worst or the best?
Yeah.
I don't know. Ooh. I don't know how to phrase that. But all right. So we'll do how shows ended.
Are you more angry or more satisfied?
Yeah.
I think that's like me in video games and anime lately. I'm just like...
I'm going to stick to mainstream shows.
That's probably to be on the safe side.
Some of them are just so...
No,
things you don't need a streaming service to watch.
Speaking of streaming... So no, streaming service.
Streaming services.
So here's something that you never expected to happen. I was having a conversation with a guy in a comic book shop.
Did you agree with something?
No.
She probably disagreed.
Yeah, actually.
No, hang on. I was going to say it's a surprising thing. So she agreed with somebody.
Oh.
Go on. I want to hear this. I'm excited.
Oh, we were. It was me and an old nerd talking in a comic book shop.
How old?
It wasn't him.
Oh, I was going to ask like how old are we talking? Because late 60s. Yeah, it was him. Yeah.
It wasn't me.
Anyway. The bands I was listening to as classic rock were the bands he was listening to in high school. Okay, let's put it that way.
You're old.
No, it wasn't him.
Oh, no.
But we were talking.
Oh,
Dick.
We were talking about the fact that that it's really hard to keep up on shows now because most of them require their own streaming service. So it's like every show you recommend, like it's hard to be on a podcast recommending nerdy shows and updating about things because you need a separate streaming service for pretty much every show now.
That's you do. True. Because, I mean, Cloak and Dagger, everyone keeps telling me I need to watch it. I'm saying bullshit.
No.
Doom Patrol, everyone is talking about.
Doom Patrol is fantastic.
I haven't seen
it. And I just want people to watch it, but it's only available on DC.
Same thing with Titans. I hear Titans was good.
It's not bad. I've watched through the whole first season. And it's not bad.
And then we had the trailer for Picard over the weekend, which kind of hints at what's been going on in his departure from Starfleet. But we already know that's CBS. He did retire.
He's just farming.
And
he's back on his vineyard. He took over the vineyard where his brother and his nephew died in that fire.
Is that what the whole show is going to be about, is him on his vineyard?
Oh, I hope so. I hope it's a Moby Dick thing. Moby Dick on land in a vineyard? Yeah.
Well, supposedly, he's back in Starfleet, and he tells them the story about why he retired or what the story
Did
is or what's going on.
Did you see him as Captain Ahab?
Yes.
It was amazing.
It is amazing.
Chill. It's weird because he's got a beard. It's just crazy.
But yeah, it's difficult, and it's only weird getting beard. Worse. Because we've got Good Omens coming out at the end of the month.
That's on Amazon.
And that's
Prime.
On Amazon
so that,
Prime.
That's a little easier for people to get a hold of. I mean, you got to think about most people who have Amazon Prime are like, oh, yeah.
Just, most of us have, if we have any streaming service, we have either Amazon Prime or Netflix or both.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us, that's
Hulu's
what we
Hulu sometimes
that's what
an
we have.
Oddity because I don't know a lot of people who are like, yeah, I have Hulu, but...
Oh, yeah, but see, the Hulu is kind of the third one, is a lot of people have Netflix and Hulu, a lot of people have Amazon and Hulu.
Mm-hmm. It's always in
but
twos.
But most of us, have...
You're not wrong. I have Netflix and Hulu.
Mm-hmm. I think the majority of us have Netflix and Amazon or some combination thereof.
Yeah.
I have Amazon and Hulu that I pay for.
You borrow the other one?
Oh, my parents pay for it.
Oh, I have my own Hulu, but I actually use my sister's Netflix.
See? There you go. So, yeah, I mean, there it is. Everybody leeches off of at least one other person.
I'm married,
but
whether you know it or not.
But why would
so
you
obviously.
Have to pay for it? Like, it's just really annoying. It's like, if one person pays for it, hey, just, can you
I just use it?
Yeah. Can I use your
but this
if you're
is,
good enough friends
that's
or
socialism,
roommates
man.
Or,
yeah.
you know.
Why the fuck not? Yeah. I mean, so,
It is hard.
Amazon
it's getting more and more
and
difficult.
Netflix is, it's like, okay, so if it's on Amazon and Netflix, it's like, okay, cool. Most of us have at least one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But everything else after that is like, fuck you.
Yeah, that's an extra like $10 to $15 a month that most normal human beings are not willing to spend.
And Hulu, I feel, is like in one of those top ones. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a staple.
Hulu
that's
at least
amazing.
Gives student discounts. Like, I appreciate Hulu gives out like discounts. Netflix doesn't. Amazon doesn't really. Mm-hmm. None of the other streaming services do, so at least Hulu's got that.
I think if you get like some like a premium Spotify or something like that, you get
Hulu. You get free Hulu.
Yeah.
I think what
it's
it,
the advertised Hulu, but
yeah.
You know. I think it was well placed because during the final episode of Game of Thrones, they threw in the trailer for Westworld.
Oh yeah,
for season 3.
Yeah, I noticed
so
that
I'm sure the
please
subscriptions
God, keep
did
your
not
subscription.
Cancel. Exactly,
please God.
Because the trailer looks great.
Yeah.
Because it looks like now we actually are in the world.
Mm-hmm.
We're out of Westworld. We don't know which personality is inside Debbie or the android that got out.
He doesn't know their names.
I don't remember their names. The chick in the blue western dress.
Oh, the crazy one. Yeah,
yes.
Go on.
But we don't know what personality is inside her. And she's running around in the city. And it feels very Blade Runner-ish.
I haven't watched the trailer, so it looks Yul Brynner-ish.
Yes.
It's really
and
specific.
Everything is decor out of his living room.
The rogue robot in the original Westworld movie.
Yes.
Oh, that was
a nice little nerd reference.
Nerd
softball.
I've never seen the original.
No?
Oh,
no.
Man. It's,
oh, my God.
I've heard it's good.
It's great.
It's really good. It's it's a very 70s movie.
Oh, I'm sure. 70s sci-fi kind of.
It's Michael Crichton. Michael Crichton wrote the screenplay.
Mm.
And I saw someone bashing the original screenplay.
What?
Ignorant
fuck.
So that's what I said. So Rick's watching this podcast. Explaining why the original Westworld is lame because it's basically just Jurassic Park, and I'm screaming at the thing going, it's Michael Crichton.
Yeah, so
no shit, Sherlock. Let's point out other authors who only do one trick. Oh, Neil Gaiman, he wrote Stardust. It's Alice in Wonderland. It's the same thing that happens in Coraline and Neverwhere and American Gods and everything else he does. Like, who cares? It's George R. R. Martin. Everybody dies. Well, that's the same thing he did and that other thing he did. Oh, God, just cry me a river.
Wait, people remember the other stuff that he's done?
He's rumored to be working on, like, some new video game of, like, I want to say, it's not Fortnite.
Neil Gaiman?
No, George R. R. Martin.
George R. R. Martin.
Oh, he is. Yeah, he's doing a horror thing. I don't know.
I don't remember.
It's some
they said it's
horror in space or something. We'll see.
We were ranting about Assassin's Creed and then George R. R. Martin.
I'm more looking forward to PT. You're not PT. Death's Death Stranding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If that ever comes out.
If,
see, that's how we'll I
see
can
if it shows
but
up
it's still
at E3.
One of those things where you, they keep you guessing because you don't know what the fuck is going on.
Well, that's my problem is I'm like, I don't know what this game is about, so I don't really
want
to buy
that there's,
it yet. Like,
there's Norman Reedus with his Norman Fetus, and then there's Del Toro, and then
now
there's Mad Mikkelsen, and you're like, what is going
it's
on?
It's a weird-looking game, and again, I don't know what it's about, so I don't know if I want to buy it.
It's funny because none of the people who had like their like faces CGI even know what's going up.
They're like, we don't know what's happening.
Besides the creator and maybe Del Toro.
Yeah.
And maybe Mads, because he's best friends with, I can't remember what his name is. He worked, how am I forgetting
I don't know,
his
man.
Name?
So,
he's done like Metal Gear Solid and stuff. I can't remember, why is his name so
Oh, Hideo Kojima.
Yes,
yeah,
Kojima. Yeah. He's best friends with Mads Mikkelsen. It's kind
of
cute.
And speaking of things that just, you scratch your head because they keep doing the same thing, this marks the 40th anniversary of Alien, which Ridley Scott was the fourth choice as director for Alien. This was only his second film when he decided to take the reins do the thing, which...
And he obviously cared.
He did. I mean, he had...
Ooh, really?
Then that's how we bring it back.
He had H.G. Geiger's influences a lot throughout everything that he did. And
HR stands for Hey Really Giger. That's really old stupid joke from it was an old internet video. Oh no.
But could you imagine someone else back in that time trying to do Alien anywhere close to what Ridley Scott did?
He knew how to scare.
I think Disney Ridley Scott said Disney wants to work on more.
No, and that is absolutely true.
Oh,
absolutely.
Is that the segue?
Yeah. Well, that was kind of it. Disney is in heavy talks with Ridley Scott, even after the Prometheus bullshit.
Yeah, that fiasco.
Pretending that doesn't
exist.
Yeah, you wish, because you're just like, God, can that
just
be pulled out?
Yeah, me and all the Star Wars movies since 1980.
So they're trying to get that in line, but yes, that is a very, very hard rumor, and I'm sure.
Oh, Disney obviously wants to crank that shit out.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Easter eggs in all of them, and make it witty comedies, and
yeah, in the background you'll see like the trophy
George
rack,
Clooney.
And one of them will be like
Clooney.
ET.
Yeah, it stands for Avengers.
Elliot.
Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, there'll be just Easter eggs all over the
place. Captain America's going to be in the next one.
Don't let Steven Spielberg direct it.
Not Captain Marvel?
No. Oof.
So, let's face it. Disney was just licking their chops at the catalog when they were doing this merger. They're just
licking
like,
their chops?
No.
Was there like another Disney inside their mouth?
Yes.
It's just a mouse.
We'll take
Oh, that's beautiful.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Please submit your fan art.
I want to
see that.
In fact, we should get Colton on that. We need an alien head, and at the end of the jaw that comes out, it's Mickey Mouse's head.
I want to see that fan art.
There's something I remember from, because I looked at your shirt, from My Hero Academia, where they name something and they put TDL.
Oh, which, yeah.
And there's
it's
like,
Tokyo Disneyland.
Yeah, and the main character's like, a certain mouse is going to be very angry at us.
Well, they make a lot of Disney jokes
like,
in that
show. I couldn't with that one, though.
Because they can't talk about Marvel characters, even though they're like, yeah, that's Spider Guy. And they're like, no, you can't say that.
Yeah. It's like a parody based off of them. But it just cracks me up because of the fact that a certain mouse is going to be very angry at us.
Didn't he? We're never going to get that
Disney
sponsorship.
Disney World.
Season 4 of Rick and Morty is right around the corner, and they continue to pester poor Daniel Radcliffe that they just, I guess, Dan Harmon and Justin Roiland just love the man.
Yeah.
They hound this poor guy. Is Radcliffe even on the show?
No.
No.
So he's never been on the show, but they want him on so goddamn bad.
I mean, of all the people, I mean, I get it, I guess.
I just want one cameo, just a quick 5 seconds.
I just
want
to touch his ding-dong.
Daniel Radcliffe's delicious asshole, am I right?
Just a quick diddle.
Just a quick little boop.
That's a Cards Against Humanity card.
I'm uncomfortable.
Oh. Sorry.
I apologize.
Not going to be the first time, it's not going to be the last.
Oh, definitely not. Without my mind.
So sorry. How long have I been on this podcast?
Oh, my God.
I'm like a 14-year-old
boy. First time?
That's the first
time. No.
Oh, okay.
Just the first time tonight.
just tonight. But we have the mind of a 14-year-old boy, so it's always going to happen.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
So actually, Radcliffe has finally taken them up on their offer and doing a Harry Potter-ish thing that we will see.
Is it going to be similar to like
Billy and Mandy? Yeah. There's a nice long parody. Yeah.
Well, there's
the same brainwave as we have.
Well, they're saying Morty is killing
Lord Moldybutt.
Yeah, something. It's Lord not Voldemort. Moldybutt. But it's not Harry Potter.
It's the squidding hat.
Yes.
You put the squid on your head. Oh, fucking Billy and Mandy.
I remember that. Yeah. I loved it so much.
Yeah, it was supposed to be the sorting hat, but they're like, no, we have a squid.
Yeah, exactly.
Just put this on your head and it talks to you.
Oh. Also.
I was scared of Mandy,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
Like, also.
Nope.
It's just trying to dodge.
Yeah.
Also, in animated news, the long-awaited Invader Zim movie will land this summer on Netflix.
Hell yeah, along with Rocko's Modern Life.
Really?
That's really did you read the article?
Yes, I did.
Rocko's Modern Life?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I really didn't like that show.
I loved that show.
Really?
No.
It's a weird show.
It is
a weird
show.
Okay, so my biggest problem, I'm sorry, I was that kid. I was the prudy kid, I guess.
They made a lot of butt jokes.
Where I didn't like cartoons that were gross. Like I don't like watching cartoons that make me want to vomit. And Rocko's Modern Life, and it's like all the squishy noises and the boogers and I remember this one episode where this guy like was about to blow his nose and he got yelled at like no noise, and so you just see him swallow it and the sound. Oh, no. And like just thinking about it now, I'm about to like I didn't like Ren and Stimpy, I didn't like Rocko's Modern Life, and mostly it was just they were gross.
What was the one Two Beavers?
Oh, yeah, Two Beavers.
Two
Angry Beavers.
Angry Beavers!
Yeah.
It's kind of funny because the sound that Smurf made sounded like one of the squeaky toys that doesn't have, like, the little speakers.
Yeah.
Like, from Toy Story. Yeah.
Like, Cat Dog was...
Yeah, Wheezy.
Cat Dog was hard at times, too.
Cat Dog's weird. How does he poop?
Get out of my head! Get out of my head!
He doesn't.
That's
sorry.
Literally, I was like,
he doesn't poop.
He doesn't poop.
That was like the thing that I was thinking about as a child. I'm like, how does it poop then? Like,
he doesn't. I don't know.
Oh my god! But get out of my head, Aaron.
Sorry.
It's just. Do you have telepathy when you're drunk?
I do. I'm not even drunk.
But no, I understand. Lots of people like those shows.
I have ESPN.
My breath can tell when it's raining. It's like a fifth.
No, I agree. It's gross out humor.
That's what
a lot of those Nickelodeon shows
and
were.
And that's not my style.
Well, and even when Ren and Stimpy, I mean, that was kind of the put off because a lot of it was the gross out.
Well, that's why Ren and Stimpy was popular with kids. It was not supposed to be really a kids show because it's not a
kid's show. It's not a kid's show.
Well, looking back, I'm like,
it's not.
This is for adults.
Definitely.
And that animator has done a lot of really adult stuff
afterwards.
Mm. And you're like, yeah, that's what you wanted to do the whole time. Like,
I actually learned that before we were able to see as many frame rates as we can, like frames that we can now,
mm-hmm.
before they would sneak in like little things inside of the frames.
I mean, animators still do that. There was a Japanese animator who worked on Into the Spider-Verse.
Uh-huh.
He put his and his wife's name in one single frame.
Uh-huh.
And it's on Spider-Ham's like face, like for half a second.
What?
Like not even. It's just like a quick. Like it's there and it's gone.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I'll send you the video. It's funny.
Yeah. That is really funny.
Yeah. So I don't know how Invader Zim is going to be with this. I don't know if they're going to try and continue with the. I don't know if it's gross humor, but definitely outrageous.
Well, Vader settings. Zim is similar mm-hmm. but different. It's not. It's not gross, but it doesn't shy away from gore.
It's true,
and it's a subtle difference. And actually, when I was in high school, Invader Zim was very popular with all my friends,
mm-hmm.
and I was like the odd one out. I was, you know, I was the goth kid who was like, I don't actually like this show.
So you were a goth kid that didn't like Invader Zim?
I know, man.
You never shot the Hot Topic.
They tried to take away my Hot Topic card and everything.
It's funny because Palisades at the time was running really strong, and they did like two or maybe three series of Invader Zim figures, and I have like all of them, even a couple of them I opened just because I wanted to set up my Invader Zim.
Invader Zim is actually there's a couple episodes I'll skip when I watch it because I just can't handle it.
The organ one is one.
No, the organ one doesn't bother me.
No, him stealing all the organs?
Yeah, when the intestines come out of the kid's mouth actually doesn't bother me.
Are you kidding me? That's no. that doesn't bother you?
No, the one that bothers me is when they rip out the kid's eyes.
Oh, no, and he gets robot eyes?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That one bothers me. And
gosh, I wonder why it got taken off the air.
And the Christmas special.
Yikes.
But I can't. You can't skip the Christmas.
You can't skip it.
Skip it?
Yeah,
you
can't.
I hiccuped and trying to talk at the
alcohol
same
on our
time.
Podcast is not a good idea.
Alcohol on our podcast is a great idea. Yeah, you can have alcohol.
Yeah, you can have alcohol.
No.
I mean, for future, you
tea.
Can have alcohol.
Yeah, later.
You can start out with alcohol and end with tea next time.
I got
tea, too.
I mean... Isn't alcohol something you want to avoid when you're sick, though?
How dare you?
No.
No, you drink whiskey to feel better.
Yeah.
Or knock yourself out.
Not necessarily.
Either way, mission accomplished.
If you have a sore throat, whiskey.
Whiskey. Whiskey is where it's at.
Yeah, I accidentally drink Crown Whiskey.
That's what that is.
Crown Whiskey? Crown Whiskey.
Yeah,
I have picks to bone with you.
It was like honey and whiskey.
Yeah, honey and whiskey would be real great.
American honey?
Is that what it's called? I thought it was called Grandma's Remedy.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
Tomato,
that's Crown.
It's delicious. Thank
you. I didn't get the good stuff out.
not surprised.
Just Canadian.
Just the Canadians.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm excited to see. Actually, the Zim. I'm very anxious to see
the movie. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm very anxious to see it.
Did it come out already? And it was on some shitty streaming service. And
I don't think so.
I thought it was on Nickelodeon for like one run and then gone.
Maybe?
I know Nickelodeon. They canceled it and then. And then realized,
that was a bad idea.
We killed
but
our.
Then they sold the merch for years,
right?
They're still selling the merch.
We killed our golden goose. Why did we do that?
No, they were still sucking that one dry.
Yeah,
look at any Hot Topic, Hot Topic or Spencer's, guarantee there's
still
at least
there.
10 items of Gurr merch.
Well, that's all Hot Topic is merch.
Hell
not
yeah!
Not even good quality merch.
No,
either.
not anymore.
Really I like bad. Their T-shirts because they have funny T-shirts.
Yeah, but the thing is that like a lot of it happens to be like the vinyl and stuff like, and it's like really shitty vinyl.
It's like this shirt's absolutely really
back
shitty.
Back in my day, there was actually good quality bullshit.
Good quality
there's
bullshit.
Good quality swag. Moving along to some interesting swag, it appears.
Please never say that ever again.
It appears that we are going to get a new Simpsons video game, whether
hell
we
yeah.
want it or not.
Wow!
Hell yeah!
Seems okay.
I mean, the last Simpsons game was 360.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it wasn't bad.
Simpsons the video game.
Yeah,
it's a good game.
It is a good game.
Hit and Run.
Hit and Run's great. The other one, the taxi, it was basically Crazy Taxi.
Yeah,
it's
which
just,
is
I think it's
stupid.
Just kind of weird because it's like so late.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're looking at like this has got to be the twilight of the Simpsons at this point.
Yeah, no. we're hitting rock bottom.
No,
yeah.
No, as long as there are politics, there will be jokes.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's for South Park.
As long as Matt Groening can suck that teat dry, he's going to.
I
it's
guess.
Already dry.
It's, I mean, that's
been dry for years.
The titty has been like, has fallen off.
It's a flower bag at this point. I mean, it is just.
He's getting powdered milk out of it.
But I mean, I've tried to watch The Simpsons.
Who's making this game? Is it just being produced by them?
Well, it's kind of slipped out. It's supposed to be one of the highlights of E3 coming up on June 11th. However, they haven't leaked as far as Konami was the original arcade cabinet. So I don't know if who's
Konami
got it. Had
their mitts on it for years.
Yeah,
Electronic Arts.
Konami's gone to shit because of losing Hideo.
Yeah, they lost.
So yeah, they don't have anyone as far as who's
on first.
Yeah.
What?
He's on
second.
I don't know.
I don't know. Third base.
On third base.
Third base.
Sometimes his wife comes in.
I honestly don't know who's going to be behind this because I don't know who owns the rights
anymore.
Unless they've just been waiting for the.
Unless they're just going to produce it themselves, but that never works out.
I mean,
South
it worked
Park
out for
Ubisoft.
Well, that's true.
Yeah,
but I mean,
but at least Matt Stone and Trey Parker were there. Matt Groening usually just sits down and says, "Are they yellow?" Great.
Yeah,
we're
he's
done.
Talk about a guy that's phoning it in.
He doesn't care.
Whatever,
he
man.
He hasn't cared in years.
He's got other projects. And
what other? Oh yeah, he's
that
doing that
falling apart.
That horrible frickin'
The fantasy show on Netflix failed, didn't it?
Oh yeah, no,
they're coming. No, they're
you know
coming
what?
Back for a
Here's
second.
The thing
season,
about though. That is when you do projects, not all of them will succeed, and that's fine.
Yeah,
that's fine. It's great. It's great to be reminded that he's human and he's flawed and he will fail.
Oh, and that his fantasy show is garbage.
It's absolute gutter trash,
mm-hmm.
and it was awful. But Futurama was a success. And at least he's out there trying things.
That's true.
It's not like he's like, oh, we gotta half-ass this so we can go half-ass Star Wars.
Well, and it's funny you say that because even Orville got renewed for a third season.
Hell yeah.
And I'm liking that show a lot more than I thought I was going to.
Me too. Whenever I first started watching it, I'm like, this is going to be weird.
Yeah.
Good,
it's still weird.
Yeah.
I mean, they're turning it in. They got a comic book that they're coming out with. They got a third season greenlit. Seth MacFarlane, the man just falls ass backwards into buckets of cash at this point.
I don't know if he's done anything that hasn't really been successful.
I couldn't think of one. The Cleveland show was bad
and it got canceled, but he wasn't really
He wasn't attached to it.
Yeah, he was just like, oh, yeah, those are my characters. Yeah, you guys go do your
that
own thing.
Yeah, that was a network decision. Yeah. That wasn't his.
Yeah. So it's like everything that he's done on his own where he's just like, I'm going to go do this thing. Gold.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I mean, and even from a critical standpoint, A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Oh, I hate that movie.
I love that movie.
It's fucked up, but it made money.
It's funny.
You know why? It was I think his biggest success is he knows how to time things.
He has great timing.
He's
I
got
will give you
great
that.
Timing. It's not just what he does, it's when he does
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he's
because,
smart.
Because A Million Dies
to Way in the West.
That's the one.
Yes. it's a new diet supplement that soon hit shelves near you.
Eat a bunch of 20-sided dice.
That one came out at the height of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
When everyone was all like, oh yeah, they died! And who's going to die this week? And that movie came out right when Game of Thrones was... We were all happy about all our favorite characters dying in Game of Thrones. and that's when that came out. And so it was like, yes, that's why that movie is successful, is because the audience is ready for that.
Mm-hmm. Something different.
And it has nothing to do with whether or not it's a good movie, because that movie's awful. But you like it.
Awful.
You like it because of where you were when it came out. When you saw it.
To be fair, hold on. Okay, maybe that's true. I bought it. I've never watched it since. But Shaun of the Dead, I'll watch at least 2-3 times a year.
Shaun of the Dead.
Mm-hmm. And that's another one that was
Family
just...
Guy. We like Family Guy, and it came out right when we were like, you know, The Simpsons is great, but is there something else? And
well,
Family
and
Guy
better?
Shows up.
Well, and we were burnt out on South Park.
We were burnt out on both of them, and it's timing.
He
I'm
stepped
telling
in,
you.
And he's like, we're doing this.
It's
whenever people started complaining about Star Trek. That he's like, the Orville. Here it is.
Ta-da.
Well, yeah, it's not Weird. Only Star Trek, but Star Trek, well, streaming service. Ah, well, we've got our own sci-fi. Mm-hmm.
And it's on cable.
And it's on Fox.
It's on Fox. And Fox is just throwing money at him now.
Well, I mean, hey.
Fox has been throwing money at him for years. Oh. Once they got Family Guy in their grubby little mitts,
I know, they are the Tim Burton of basic cable.
Oh my gosh. Absolutely.
That is a very true story
right there.
Their hands are up the ass of society. Like, oh no!
Oh,
just,
oh, oh my goodness!
They're just as bad as the mouse. Oh wait, never mind.
Is it like a full fist?
Oh no! I didn't even think about that.
No, but was it like a full fist?
Yeah,
he's using the whole fist there.
Is up the other ass.
It's the gloved hand.
Yeah. Ah. Mm-hmm. There's two hands in that ass, and it's not.
Oh my gosh.
But even when you watch Seth MacFarlane do interviews, because I've seen him on Graham Norton multiple times, he's quick. He's clever, and he can do the voices on a dime.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen him do, like, Brian and Stewie talking to each other.
Yeah, I think he's just schizophrenic,
same with the guy what's his name? The guy who did Rick and Morty.
Roiland.
Justin Roiland.
Justin Roiland, yeah. He does
He pulls those voices out of his ass.
He could literally do the same fucking thing.
He apparently did that to a stripper. Like,
oh my
that's how
God.
He paid her. Like, he did the voices, and then he, like, drew a little drawing on a napkin and gave it to her, and that was what he paid her it with. That's my favorite story of that man.
Oh, wow.
It's just so out there, and I'm like, what the fuck? What do you mean?
I can't. If I could,
that drawing is worth more than any tips that woman.
That is absolutely
that
true. You know, it's framed up on a wall.
Oh yeah.
She's like, I don't fucking care.
That's the thing. That's worth.
Yeah,
more
if she
than
doesn't,
anything.
Then she could definitely just sell it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
True story.
Oh.
We'll see what happens on E3 if we're gonna get a new Simpsons game or
I just
not.
Want Halo news, damn it.
Yeah, you're
Give
not gonna
me
hear
Halo
anything.
Infinite.
You're not gonna hear anything yet.
So I think Red versus Blue finally.
I think they finally made a game out of that.
Oh, they're making a game for Red versus.
Oh my god, I totally didn't know that. When is it coming out?
2001.
I hate you.
I mean, Master Chief Collection supposed to hit PC as well.
Oh, soon.
Yeah.
Actually,
end
what I did
this month.
What I did.
What they said, but.
What I did see, and I wish it was on console and not just PC, was that you could download the original characters from Pokemon. Into Grand Theft Auto, so you're
Waddle.
Running your.
I know we're all like
that's called a mod.
No,
that's a mod.
Grand Theft Waddle. Maybe we should all have
Grand
some
Grand Theft Waddle.
You have to see Charizard because he's waddling around with a machine gun.
Have you never heard of a mod before?
We're yeah, of course I have.
Some videos to him later.
Yes.
You know you can drive Ecto 1 in Grand Theft Auto 2.
Yeah, you can get the DeLorean. You also have the Hulkbuster armor. Yeah. Yes, I know all about it.
I'm scared because
I like how he,
like
when he gets defensive, his voice goes like
yeah,
so high.
I know what mods are.
Hey, I'm not older.
Hey kids, I know what mods are.
Oh my god!
I gotta take my headphones off. You guys are getting too.
Get in my van. Kids, I got mods in the back of my van. I got Fortnite.
Oh god!
I shouldn't have
it's
done my
weird.
Voice because it sounds like he's just crying over something.
And I'm uncomfortable.
And that went too far. Sony and Microsoft are joining forces over cloud-based game solutions.
Oh man,
this is the beginning of
the
end.
The tariffs, man.
Yeah,
this is the beginning of the end, guys.
Yeah, you know this is going to just cost us a whole lot of money, right?
Not only is it going to cost us money, it's going to cost us hard copies. We are seeing the beginning of the end of hard games.
Well, Microsoft already tried to do that at E3 several years ago with the Xbox One,
mm-hmm.
and people rioted. Like there were people who were. Freaking out.
Well, it's going to cost us a lot of money no matter what right now. Like, there's no getting around it's going to cost us a lot of money. Where it's either going to cost us a lot of money because of this or it's going to cost us a lot of money because of that.
I don't feel like now's a good time to announce new consoles.
Either. Well, and no, and it's not. And I'm curious to see what is going to happen because Microsoft is giving Sony access to their proprietary AI.
Mm.
Which...
That's interesting.
That's
news.
Interesting, and why? I don't know how. I don't know. Their partnership is in the quest to make things easier for content and creators and streaming audiences, which they put at the end of that tag.
Fuck.
On both sides of the current gen console
Old
debate.
Old man Aaron's going to get angry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like multiplayer.
As companies.
I'm surly about it.
You're surly.
This is all in a quest to deliver more enhanced entertainment experiences and to build better development platforms for the content creator community.
How do you really feel? Let's get your tinfoil hat on.
All right, let's do this. All right, time to rant. I need more whiskey for this. All right, so no.
There is nothing good in this.
My problem is... if they're only making it towards, you know, the streaming services and the entertainment, that means, we're only going to have download-only games.
Yep.
Which I don't like.
Nope.
Because I miss Blockbuster.
Dude, it freaking takes forever to download, too. Exactly.
Well, 5G is coming. 5G is coming.
You get the disc. You install the disc. It takes 84 fucking years. And then there's like, hey, there's an update, by the way. Another 60 years off of your life.
And I'm just sitting there like, come on, man. Like, my Wi-Fi already sucks as it is. Like, let's just suck all the bandwidth out of Aaron's poor Wi-Fi. Xfinity sucks.
Aaron's poor Wi-Fi.
Aaron's Wi-Fi is just taking a beating.
It's just... Between the video games and the movies.
Oh, God, he's got the accent.
Pornography. And I know my uploading shouldn't affect my downloading,
the
but
viruses,
it does.
God damn it.
It's just like punching your bandwidth. It's like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. It's just like
he's donkey punching no your bandwidth.
Stop.
Just, please say no more.
I just want to be able to play video games.
That's
without
gonna,
getting shot by a 12-year-old in the face.
You know what? That's going to be the mantra for this next election.
I just want to play video games.
And it's only going to get worse. This is just the precursor to net neutrality.
Net neutrality
that linchpin, net neutrality, and that getting pulled.
Yeah.
basically fucked all of
us. That's already been a thing.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
And this is the fallout. Noticed,
and my internet went up, you know, like $30 mm-hmm. a month. And I'm just sitting here going, I was paying $60 a month, and now it's $90.
And you're getting throttled back as far as how much data, how much you can do.
Well,
and now we got these jackasses coming
for it. Yeah, because I've noticed Netflix doesn't run quite as well as it used to.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little shittier quality. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's just because I have bad internet.
No.
Maybe.
No, it's not.
But I'm also just going, oh, yeah, this is the thing, and now I'm going to have to pay for... It's like cable channels where I'm going to pay a premium just to get onto goddamn Netflix.
It's the same internet you had before. Yeah. Nothing has changed.
No. And it bothers me so goddamn much.
And now you've got an old man mode.
Now you're an old man
mode. It's getting worse.
You're starting to sound like me.
You're graying.
I'm sorry. I used to plug cartridges in. We could sit on the couch and play video games.
You know what?
We're no on them for luck.
I used to take a bong hit and blow it into the cartridge, and now I can't do that.
It's legal now. It's just not as fun.
Blowing out a disc is not as satisfying.
No, it's not as satisfying.
No, not at all.
There's no satisfaction.
And the government thinks you're weird for doing it.
Yeah, you're just like...
They just never get it.
They
don't get it.
Don't look at me.
Just don't get it.
Might work
yes, better. I know wiping the disc on my jeans doesn't help, but it makes me feel better.
It makes me feel like back in the day.
Technically, blowing into the cartridge doesn't work either.
It doesn't
no,
work
but
it,
you just...
They said you probably shouldn't because it'll rust the cartridge.
I'm telling you, man, because we did it for luck.
Yeah.
It's like blowing on the dice. That's
well,
what
it's
did.
The it's,
only
it's
thing
getting
that actually
hot.
Fixed it was taking it out and putting it back in.
Yeah, we gotta. It's getting
it off
hot.
And on?
We gotta blow it off. So,
sorry,
but have you tried turning it off
over.
And on?
This is dumb.
We're so old.
I think they should work together, but...
Not like this.
Not
against us.
When they say, oh, it's for entertainment purposes, I'm like, oh, you're just going to put cable on the
Xbox.
I'd
rather destroy my own ovaries.
Which they already did.
Well, yeah, hey, Xbox. Too. Yeah, that didn't last long. The voice activation, which was like the key feature at E3.
Nobody wanted that.
Nobody wanted that.
They said we're going to do this, and they said, and everyone said, don't
why?
Do that. Yeah. And they said, no, we've done it. And they were like, fucking take this away.
E3 was my favorite thing that year because it was just... After that, it was all backlash.
Oh, yeah.
That's all it was people were... It was like, oh, yeah, you can watch sports on it. And all the people at E3 went, I don't care.
I think that's the first year that...
I have Twitch for eSports.
Hey.
I don't give two fucks.
I think that's the first year the Xbox guys like had to get escorted out.
Dude.
Because
so mad.
People were pissed.
They're like, this is going to be your new cable box. And everybody's like, that's not what I want
it
for.
That's not, no.
I don't care.
I
have a cable box. I have Xbox. Give me Xbox.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Xbox, can I have cable? Hey, can I watch some sports?
Do you know how many times I've used my Kinect? Because it came with the Xbox?
None.
Zero.
I used my Kinect.
Did you try to find ghosts?
No.
I used my Kinect 3 times because I had the Star Wars game for the Kinect.
That's different, but that was on the 360.
Yeah, that was on the 360.
And that had the dancing thing, and we don't talk about that.
We don't talk about that.
About it.
Young I just.
And sweet. What's happening?
I don't know. We're at the end of it. We're getting to the end of the night.
Yeah, we are getting close. But no, the Xbox One, I never used it when it came with mine.
I never used
that
Kinect.
Nope.
It is set.
In the
top
box.
Of the Xbox, and
nope.
I'm like...
I never connected it.
I connected mine for the first time, because it was like, oh, it can recognize you and sign you in automatically, and I'm like, cool! And it never actually recognizes
me.
Oh, weird, it's like I grew up, and I've got fat, and it doesn't know who I am anymore.
Vegas is having his nightly reenactment of Pleasantville. Where's my dinner?
Oh, honey.
Where's my dinner?
Don't forget me. No, I'm over just here. Walk over, shake it around. He'll eat it.
It's like, oh, no, he's looking for the wet food.
Oh, you're picky?
It's like that cat that meows every time. Like, it eats all the way to the bottom of the dish, and all the food's on the edge. Like,
yeah, and you got
to
scoop it into the center.
No, you have to shake it. Yeah, you just shake it back into place because they'll just keep meowing because they're like,
there's more.
I ran out of food. No, it smells wrong. Oh, is that what they do? Yeah, it's when food sits there too long, it gets their saliva on it. It gets old. I mean, imagine if you had granola that sat out all the time and you picked at it with your hands, and then after a while you started to notice it started to smell like your gross hands. And but you didn't have thumbs to retrieve more, so you'd be like, we need more of this, and they'd be like, no, there's plenty in the dish. And it's like, no, there's a bacteria, it's a bacteria thing.
It's
they
a
smell
slave.
And so when they want more food, there's actually a biological, it smells off to them, so that's why they want
interesting.
It.
Interesting, the more you know.
So we'll see reading this.
The more you know.
And I
reading this more, it's just, it's Sony is just, I think, I don't know what they're trying to accomplish.
They're trying to get your money, man.
They're trying to hold on is what they're doing, because they've got their...
Let go, Jack.
They have their I mean, they have their 4K service. When you would buy, like, a Sony TV, you could get their 4K and download their films and all of that. So I
only buy Sony.
Only buy Sony. Only Sony's library.
Only buy Sony.
But it's kind of one trick, one show.
Sony has Ghostbusters. We're fine. We're going to be on their lot.
We are going to be on their lot.
Can we go bitch to them? Can I go?
Oh my god! Can I go find whoever?
Be like, Sony. I know you're mostly a Japanese company, but
we
have
to talk.
Hey, I'm drunk on crystallite vodka. I need to talk to you.
And Papa Aykroyd got me wound up.
Something about aliens fucking all women. Oh, we should have talked about that news. Oh, man. That's my favorite thing the crazy man has ever said. He did an interview recently where he was like, oh, aliens are definitely here, and they're having sex with our women.
It's just because no one wants to have sex with you. Does that mean that's what's happening?
Isn't he married?
He is married. He married Donna Dixon, who is the blonde out of Spies Like Us.
Okay.
And she was in Bosom Buddies.
There's too many jokes to take up with that.
I know.
Her name's Dix.
Yeah. Son.
Yeah. Oh. I like his favorite quote out of him for me was when he was talking about he saw the Men in Black. He went out into the alley and was on the phone. It's when he was doing some other show.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they're gone. He doesn't remember anything. And I'm like,
he's got some good. I feel like he's probably written a book that if he did, I want to read it.
Yeah.
And if he hasn't written a book, I need him to write a book of all the crazy, goofy shit he's ever said. Because he was on...
It's going to be like one of Prince's crazy books where he wrote it, but it's not for you to read.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like out of his journal.
It's award-winning.
Exactly. No, Papa Aykroyd, that man.
Papa Aykroyd.
He's the crazy uncle of the group.
And we all wish we could talk
Bill
to
Bill
Murray's
the drunk uncle.
No.
Well, I don't think the aliens are going to talk to us after 9/11. So,
I don't.
Oof.
You
can see us at Ghostbusters because I'm going to be drunk there.
We will be there. We will be on Sony's lot. The Ecto will be on Sony's lot, which I'm excited to see. I have a custom Ghostbusters guitar.
As we've said,
we don't play guitar.
The best bit about the Ecto being on the lot is we can smuggle booze in.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we're going to be on the Sony
it's
Pictures
in the tires.
Lot.
In the tires.
Yeah, in the tires.
No, that's like the time I wore a top hat to the Renaissance Fair and I smuggled in like an entire... That hat was full of some good old vodka shooters.
Mm.
The whole hat.
That's impressive.
That's the best way
it's
to go.
It's actually pretty impressive.
Perfect.
It was awesome.
How to get drunk at the Ren Fair. Just wear a top hat.
We got it.
And on that bombshell.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.